You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. In most cities, people who live on the streets can at least find some relief staying for a night or two at a shelter. But a federal ranking shows Tulare and Kings as having the highest rate of unsheltered, chronically homeless individuals for counties of its kind in the nation. I went to Visalia in Tulare County, where one enterprising organization is hoping to serve these 300 or so people by modeling a Texas-based community. I'm going to start at a church dining hall in Visalia, where one afternoon a week, people line up to see if there are housing vouchers available through the Kings Tulare Homeless Alliance. And if that doesn't work out, well, at least they can count on clean clothes. That's one reason Ronald Martinez, who lives in his truck, is here.
Initially for laundry vouchers every Tuesday.
Laundry vouchers, he says. The 52-year-old says he's been homeless for about 6 months. He moved to the Valley a few years ago, but then his health took a turn for the worse.
I rented a room for 2.5 years, and I just had a heart attack. I had open heart, double bypass surgery, emphysema, asthma, diabetes.
And the list goes on and on. He lost his apartment after leaving the hospital and has been trying to get disability assistance and pick up odd jobs.
So anyway, needless to say, right now I can't work.
Martinez tries to stay optimistic. He says others without a car have it worse, but he's frustrated that Visalia doesn't have enough affordable housing or more shelters. Michelle Smith, executive director for the Kings Tulare Homeless Alliance, says federal funding for homeless services across the two counties is about $2 million.
So trying to solve an issue with a very scarce amount of funds are just difficult, and we're stretching them as far as we can. In $2 million, we have 20 projects.
Right now, in Tulare and Kings counties, there are 7 emergency shelters, and only one has been supported in part by government money. Smith is also part of Tulare County's Homeless Task Force. The force includes representatives from city and county departments that interact regularly with homeless individuals, and they're developing a new strategic plan.
One of our focus areas or priority areas is to build permanent housing.
But she says it's not just about housing. Many who live on the streets experience a lot of trauma.
Unfortunately, that population on average spends about 10 years on the streets before they can get into housing.
They are the chronically homeless, the group of people one nonprofit called Salt and Light Works is targeting.
While we believe housing is critical to helping solve the crisis of homelessness, we actually believe that community is what actually solves or helps to really make a huge dent in the crisis of homelessness.
That's founder and CEO Adrienne Hillman. She's a Tulare native and former life coach. She's trying to build a tiny home community that provides permanent housing to the chronically homeless. The community she envisions will also have micro enterprises and on-site health clinics.
And so it's that living in community that is different than it is than just living in the tiny homes.
The idea came to Hillman back in 2015. She wanted to support the county's homeless population. And through her research, she stumbled on the Community First Village in Austin, Texas.
When I went to Austin, that was the thing that struck me first, was the peaceful, clean, beautiful serenity that Community First Village is.
It's a big dream. Hillman wants to replicate the Community First Village as much as possible because she says it works. Community First's website says its retention rate is 87%. Like Community First in Texas, Salt and Light in Tulare would require tenants pay rent and would teach employable skills like cooking and baking.
I see a bakery and a cafe and a marketplace. I see a farm, an organic garden, a bus stop, and just opportunity.
But the community is still a ways off. Hillman says it likely won't be ready for people to move in until 2021. There's still site plans to be finalized and a lot of fundraising. Salt and Light Works is a nonprofit, and Hillman wants to pull this off with grants and private donations. She estimates it could cost around $5 million to get the community built and then $2 million to operate annually. She does, however, have a potential location for the 50-unit village.
Well, right now it's dirt, a beautiful piece of dirt.
She's asked that we not disclose the location at the moment, and here's why. She's already heard opposition to her project.
NIMBY, which is the acronym for Not In My Backyard, is a very, very real thing in the United States. And I think it's just, it's an organization based in fear and misunderstanding about what a project like this looks like.
But Hillman says she's not building a shelter or a tent community, and there are rules. Unlike other neighborhoods, there will be supportive services built in, like Alcoholics and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Back at the church, Ronald Martinez says he would like to live in this type of community.
Either I sleep in the streets or do I sleep in a little room. And I would choose that room over the streets when it's pouring down rain or it's freezing cold. You got thunder, you got lightning, or you got 120 degrees outside. Yes, I mean, I would say by all means.
Adrienne Hillman says if it were up to her, she'd be building it already. But she's trying to be realistic, something the name Salt and Light reminds her to do.
It is indicative of the work we're doing. Gritty, salty, hard, light, love, and good.
In the meantime, she's focusing on educating the community about her efforts. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.